In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. This is the Sunday that, this is Palm Sunday, and this is the Sunday that we do the tradition of the Passion of Our Lord congregational reading. But because Pastor is gone, we had to make some adjustments in this service. So your readings and prayers that you picked up at the back, that should have everything in it. I think we didn't put the Lord's Prayer in, but everything else is there. And you can just follow along with that. Probably the only time you'll really need to get the hymnal out is to sing the hymns. And so to begin preparing for worship, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, to the Son of David. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Christ humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name. Please rise for the processional hymn. 344, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Thank you.
may be seated. We'll continue with the brief order of confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our heart by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin to God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with your whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation and the Kyrie. We will speak. I'm not a singer, so okay. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above, for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The hymn of praise this morning is number 349, Ah, Holy Jesus. We'll do verses 1 and 3. Please join me in the prayer of the day. It's in the worship folder or in the readings and prayers. O God of mercy and might, in the mystery of the passion of your Son, you offer your infinite love to the world. Gather us round the cross of Christ and preserve us until the resurrection. Through Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The The first reading is from the book of Isaiah. Lord God, the Lord God has given me a trained tongue, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. I've not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand in court together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. All of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm for today, 31, and we'll read it responsibly. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress.
My eyes wasted away from grief, my soul and body also.
My life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing.
My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away.
I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbors, an object of dread to my acquaintances. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead.
I have become like a rock.
For I hear the whispering of many, terror all around, as they scheme together against me.
As they plot to take my life.
But I trust in you, O Lord.
I say, you are my God.
My times are in your hand.
Deliver me.
Let your face shine upon your servant.
Save me in your steadfast love.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is a reading from Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ, who though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, assuming human likeness, and being found in appearance as a human, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore God exalted him even more highly and gave him the name that is above every other name, so that at the name given to Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel for today comes from the book of Mark, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Just say this, the Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately. They went away and found the colt tied near a door outside the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, what are you doing, untying the colt? They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then They brought the colt to Jesus, cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, it was already late. He went out to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. You should have included in your package the Passion of Our Lord according to Mark, a congregational reading. Everybody gets that out. I will be the narrator. Carl, if you want to come up, Carl has graciously agreed to speak for Jesus. We need a few other voices, though. The congregation will do together. I need somebody to volunteer to be Judas. Don't all raise your hands at the same time. Okay, Edith. I need a servant girl. Pat. Lute, that's Pat Lute. Pilate. Marita. Peter.
Jim.
Okay. The high priest. Okay, Jason. Someone. This is quite the late Patty Porth is going to be someone. And a centurion. Charlie it is. Okay, bear with us. We'll do the best we can. You ready? It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of the unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said, all of us together, not during the festival. There may be a riot among the people. While Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard, and she broke open the jar and on his head. But some were there who said it to one another in anger, Why was this ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 days' wages, and the money given to the poor. And they scolded her. But Jesus said,
"Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you will always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Amen, I tell you, good news is proclaimed in the whole world. What she has done will be told in remembrance of her."
Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went up to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him,
Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?
So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them,
"Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you to a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there."
So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said,
"Amen. I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me."
They began to be distressed and to one after another, "Surely not I."
"It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me, for the Son of Man goes as written of him. But woe to him who the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born."
While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said,
"Take this, my body."
Then he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them,
"This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Amen. I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them,
"You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the shepherd will be shattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee."
Peter said to him,
"Even though all become deserters, I will not."
"Amen, I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times."
"Even if you, I will not deny you."
All of them said the same. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I pray."
Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them,
"I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake."
And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "If it were possible that the hour would pass from him," he said,
"Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I, but what you want."
Jesus came and found them sleeping. He said to Peter,
"Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
And again, Jesus went away and prayed, saying these same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough! The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up. Let us be going. My betrayer is at hand."
Immediately, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when Judas came, he went up to him at once and said,
"Rabbi,"
and kissed him. And they laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck a slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them,
"Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled."
All of them deserted him and fled. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all of the chief priests, elders, and scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree. So they gave false testimony against him, saying,
"We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, but not made with hands.'"
But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood before them and asked Jesus,
"Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?"
But Jesus was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him,
"Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
"I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes and said,
"Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard this blasphemy. What is your decision?"
All of them condemned Jesus as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." The guards also took Jesus and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said,
"You also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth."
But he denied it, saying,
"I do not know or understand what you're talking about."
Went into the forecourt. Then the cock crowed, and the servant girl, on seeing him, began again to say to the bystanders,
"This man is one of them."
But Peter again denied it. Then after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter,
"Certainly you are one of them,
for you are a Galilean." But Peter began to curse, and he swore an oath,
"I do not know this man you are talking about."
At that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him,
"Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times."
And Peter broke down. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pontius Pilate, saying,
"Are you the king of the Judeans?"
"You say so."
Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again,
"Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you."
But Jesus made no further reply, so Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them,
"Do you want me to release for you the king of the Judeans?"
For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them. Instead, Pilate spoke to them again,
"Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Judeans?"
They shouted back,
"Crucify him.
But they shouted all the more,
"Crucify him."
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers led Jesus into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort. They clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. They began saluting,
"Hail, King of the Judeans."
They struck his head with a reed, they spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Judeans." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who had passed by derided him, shaking their heads, saying,
"You would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. Save yourself and from the cross."
In the same way, the chief priests along with the scribes were also mocking him, also among them and saying,
"He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and believe."
Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
my God, why have you forsaken me?
Then some of the bystanders heard it. They said, listen, he is calling for you. And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying,
wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down.
Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who was facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, there were also women looking from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. These used to follow him and provide for him when he was in Galilee, and the other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph brought a linen cloth and wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone against the door. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid. We will move then to the hymn of the day, number 345, Jesus, I Will Ponder Now. Please rise now for the Confession of Faith, the Apostles' Creed. I guess we didn't print that. It's found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's promise to reconcile all things, let us pray for the church, the well-being of creation, and the world in need. Blessed One, the church sings hosannas as we enter Holy Week. Prepare us to bear witness to Christ's suffering and death endured for our sake. Gather your people around the cross. Comfort us with resurrection hope. Hear us, O God. Renew your good creation and protect the balance of life on earth. Encourage the work of foresters, scientists, arborists, gardeners, and river keepers. We pray for the health of pollinating insects, songbirds, and native plants. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Establish peace and justice among the nations. Hold to account with any authority to judge others. Grant the creatures and local governments will serve with integrity and compassion. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Bring hope to any who feel forsaken or forgotten. Make a way for refugees and asylum seekers. Reunite families enduring separation. We pray for any who are incarcerated, institutionalized, or in foster care, that they may know your love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy.
Give energy and joy to our pastor, deacons, trustees, and worship leaders and musicians. Bless baptismal candidates, their sponsors, confirmands, and teachers. Watch over those who travel. Hear us, O God. Blessed One, our times are in your hand. Sustain us in the discipleship throughout our lives and receive us into everlasting life. Hear us, O God. Accompany us on our journey, God of grace, and receive the prayers of our hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please join me with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the Palm Sunday of Lent. Especially welcome to all of sitting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Adam Christian. Happy birthday this week to Jerry Allen, Aaron Winder, Michael Ferguson, Cambria Woonsook, and Jared Gearing. We are still gathering pictures of Pastor Beek over the years he has been here to make a memory book. If you have baby pictures, I think that'd be weird, but send them anyway. Please share them with Shonda. You can bring to the church office, email them to the church or her personally. The more pictures, the more memories for him to remember us by. Now, I do have an update from Pastor Beek. Says the third day is always better, taking a turn for the better. Actually, it was the second day, but Still pain in the back from the surgery. Thank you for your care and concern. They think they got all the cancer out from my spine. I am cancer-free now. Very small, very much at the beginning. They still don't know what it is. Pathology has to be done. A tumor the size of a pencil eraser, but they found it and they got it. It's gone. Which, we're still in the pathology stage with that, but that is his update as of last evening. Father David Group will be here presiding on Easter Sunday, and communion will be offered. Easter Sunday, a potluck breakfast at 9 to 9:45, and all, maybe some leftovers after the service. AF Daily Bread will be Monday the 25th, that's tomorrow. They will be serving lasagna, salad, and dessert. They're looking for dishwasher angels. If you can help, please contact Pat Luke. There she is, sitting right there.
There is an update to the menu. She texted me and asked if she could do Sloppy Joe's, and I said that I didn't think it really mattered, so.
Okay, so it's Sloppy Joe's, not lasagna.
If that makes a difference to anyone.
Okay. All right, is there any announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections? Carl has one.
Yeah, the scouts are having a fundraising spaghetti dinner on Friday night, so come on out and have a meal. 5:30 to 7.
Okay. Also this week, you know, I'm so thankful for the congregation. So many people have texted me, called, inquiring what needs to be done next, how can we help? That's amazing. But this week, Gary cleaned up the alley. And when we had the big hack on Monday, Carl was willing to come in and IT us because we're not really IT girls. So thanks, Carl and Gary. We're going to pass the offering plates this morning. It's going to be interesting because we've been so long in COVID where we just dropped it. People that were asked to pass the offering plates to come forward after the offering is taken, then please rise for the offertory hymn.
Let us pray the offering prayer together. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. Make the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. The recessional hymn is number 351, O Sacred Head Now Wounded.
Thanks be to God.